From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The White House is no longer standing on the sidelines over a controversial proposal to build a mosque near Ground Zero in Lower Manhattan. President Obama is now strongly endorsing the idea. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the president made the announcement during last night's White House dinner for the Islamic holy month of Ramadan.
As Republican leaders steadily came out against the so-called Ground Zero mosque, the White House refused to weigh in for weeks. Now the Islamic Center has received approval from the city, and President Obama has spoken out.
As a citizen and as president, I believe that Muslims have the right to practice their religion as everyone else in this country. And that includes the right to build a place of worship and a community center on private property in Lower Manhattan, in accordance with local laws and ordinances.
He addressed Muslim leaders at a dinner for iftar, the meal that breaks the Ramadan fast, saying, "The principle that people of all faiths are welcome in this country and will not be treated differently by their government is essential to who we are." Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
New York Republican Congressman Peter King is critical of the president's position on the mosque.
The president has, I believe, offended and alienated the great majority of the American people who are opposed to the World Trade Center mosque. And whatever political ramifications, you know, they're going to be, so be it.
King says the president has given in to political correctness. Police in upstate New York are investigating a deadly shooting outside a restaurant in downtown Buffalo. Police say four people are dead and four are wounded. Reporter John Borsa is covering what happened for WKBW-TV.
When we arrived at the scene, there were at least 50 emergency vehicles there. Police, Buffalo police, transit police, firefighters, and several ambulances, and very clearly you could see three bodies covered out in the street. One person that was rushed to the hospital later died.
Police say they're looking into whether the shooting stemmed from something that happened inside the restaurant. Witnesses told Borsa that a party was being held there in honor of a Texas man who was to be married this weekend and that they believe he is among the dead. Investigators say the plane that crashed into a mountainside in Alaska, killing former Senator Ted Stevens and four others, was equipped with an alert system that warns pilots of dangerous terrain. But they say it's not clear if the system was working just before Monday's crash. And the chair of the National Transportation Safety Board, Deborah Hersman, says there is still no official cause for the accident.
We have not ruled anything out at this point. We're just a few days into our investigation, and everything is still on the table.
Investigators are working to bring the plane's wreckage off the mountain for a closer inspection. From Washington, this is NPR News. Victims of the worst flooding in Pakistan's history are lining up for food. Aid agencies are struggling to bring relief to survivors, and Pakistan's government has been accused of being too slow to respond to the crisis. The floods were triggered by torrential monsoon downpours just over 2 weeks ago. Some 1,500 people have been killed and millions have been affected. Meanwhile, the UN says a case of cholera has been confirmed in the flood-ravaged northwest. Aid workers have warned that outbreaks of waterborne diseases could raise the death toll. In China, the government has declared tomorrow to be a national day of mourning for the victims of a massive landslide in the remote northwest. More than 1,100 people were killed and nearly 600 remain missing. The Food and Drug Administration has approved a new birth control pill known as a morning after pill, but as NPR's April Fulton reports, this pill works longer than the one already on the market.
The new emergency contraception pill is called Ella, and it can be used for up to 5 days after a woman has unprotected sex. The leading morning-after pill already on the market is only approved for a 3-day window and gets less effective as time goes by. Ella's approval is likely to draw criticism from anti-abortion activists, who say that it acts more like an abortion pill than emergency contraception. Back in June, a panel that advises the FDA on drug issues told the agency the drug was safe and should be approved. The agency generally follows the guidance of its advisory panels. The drug has already been approved in Europe and is being marketed in 22 countries. The pill is being manufactured by HRA Pharma and is for prescription use only. April Fulton, NPR News.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News in Washington.